It's brand new, season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedeta. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Every family has an origin story, one passed down through the generations. Mine happens to be a mystery involving my great-great-grandmother left behind in Sicily. I'm Joe Piazza, and my new podcast will transport you to the gorgeous island of Sicily as I trace my roots back through a whodunit for the ages. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay.
And me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Episode 400, sixth anniversary special. Welcome to the Frugal Friends Podcast, where you'll learn to save money, embrace simplicity, and live a richer life. Here are your hosts, Jen and Jill.
The husbands are back!
Boys are back in town. Oh, we're gonna get a licensing.
Yeah.
A cease
One
and assist.
Time. We wait 4 years to have you back. We're going to get sued.
First thing is a cease and desist.
Welcome to the Frugal Friends Podcast. My name is Jen.
My name's Jill.
Travis.
And Eric.
And the husbands are back, as you can see. They've been preparing for this for 4 years for episode 400, baby.
Mm. Woo woo, we made it. 400 means 6 years.
It's a party. If you're hoping to get any financial advice in this episode, you will get a little, but mostly you're going to get all the things you asked for in the friend letter. We did a poll. We said, what do you want to hear on episode 400? And you delivered. You wanted to hear the husbands. That's the number one thing you wanted to hear. You wanted to hear the one-star reviews. You wanted to hear the Q&As, the behind the scenes. And so we're giving it all
the
to
dirt.
You.
No one voted for the something else. Hardly anybody said something else.
So I'm glad you loved the suggestions we gave you and didn't suggest anything weird.
Something else.
Yeah. Yes. So, but before we get into the fun, this episode is brought to you by Shilling for Money. What we've been doing since episode one, 400 episodes, literally here, just shilling for the money. And you know what? When you have as much money as we do because of 400 podcast episodes, then you're going to have it in a 401k. And maybe if you ever leave your job where you're shilling for money, you're going to want to roll that over into an IRA. And that's where Capitalize comes in. FrugalFriendsPodcast.com/Capitalize. It's a free service that will find your 401k and help you roll it into an IRA of your choice so you can have control over your money. Because when you're shilling for money, like the Frugal Friends, you want to know where all of yours is. Mm-hmm. FrugalFriendsPodcast.com/Capitalize.
Well done, Jen.
Except, thank you.
Quick question on that. For the listeners, what is shilling?
Shilling?
It's Kirk, what we
Kirk
do.
Shilling? Is this a new bill of the week?
Shilling, I don't have an exact definition for it, but it is something we say behind the scenes a lot.
Mm. Usually we're shilling for mint.
Yeah.
They're the ones who want the most work from us.
Yeah, and they want the most
we'll
from
do
us.
It. But here's the retraction I have on your fake real ad is we've not been shilling since day one. We should have been.
Yeah.
But we didn't start trying to shill until like 2 years ago, maybe a year and a half ago.
Yeah, I never saw you guys start chilling.
Here's the definition. It's to talk about or describe someone or something in a favorable way because you're being paid to do it.
Oh, the whole ad makes so much sense
right?
now. And I'm going to purchase capitalize.
You don't have to purchase
it. I will
it.
Purchase
it's free.
It. I'm going to buy it anyway. I'm going to do the premium version.
Thank you. Thank you. All right. So in this episode, we are going to do a variety of things. We are, first and foremost, we're answering your questions. We put out an Instagram request. If you follow Frugal Friends Podcast or Modern Frugality, then if not, you should do that because we do stuff like this, asking for your questions so we can read them on an episode. So we're going to do that. And then Goldie has found some one-star reviews for us to read that are some of the highlights of our time here. And we'll also be reading those in between some questions. But the husbands are going to be doing the interviewing.
Mm-hmm. They're going to be asking the questions.
First mistake.
For why we're saying we're bringing the husbands back, we did do an interview with you all years ago that is up on YouTube. We do have a YouTube channel. Feel free to check that out. But we've done other anniversary specials. If you like this one, you can go back to episode 303, which was our fifth anniversary special. Episode 207 is what we learned in 4 years of Frugal Friends. So here we are, yeah. 6 years later. We'll see if we'll be here for year seven. Who knows? It's always up in the air.
We'll see. We'll see how this episode goes.
But let's get to the Q's.
All right.
Q&As.
Travis, you are up first.
All right. So looks like my question for you guys is, do you guys have a lot in common, Jen and Joe?
What do you think?
I think that we have a lot in common, but there's also a lot that we don't have in common. We're not identical, for sure.
Yeah. I was going to say almost nothing. But that's a little unfair because we both are females and we both live in St. Petersburg. And we both
You're growing together then.
We're Mac complementary opposites.
You didn't always live in the same place if that's
right.
the
we
one thing you have in common.
We are growing
together.
Yeah. We're complementary opposites, I think.
Yeah.
So that...
We probably couldn't have done this thing if we were the same.
It wouldn't be as good because we'd have the same things to say. I think it's so good because we don't have a ton in common.
Yeah, I think we work a little differently. We do have somewhat different perspectives, but complementary perspectives. But to give an example, this did just happen recently. We are in the process of submitting our book to our editor. Again, buy the book from us, please. We're
look,
not that good at
look,
chilling.
Guys, I want to eat out more often. And right now, it's constricting. I got to eat out more.
That's Eric. That's my husband. You've heard me talk about how much he loves eating out.
The book needs to sell.
Anyways, so the book, we said we were going to submit the final version on April 15th, tax day. And in my mind, I'm thinking, let's get it done. Let's get it off at like 10 in the morning and have the rest of the day. But I know Jen, and I know that that's probably not going to be realistic. So I'm thinking EOD, 5 p.m., we'll get the book in. And I bring this up to her. I'm like, so what are you thinking about timing on the 15th? She's like, I'm thinking 11:59 p.m.
That's
just before midnight. And while you did submit it a little bit earlier than that, like that's a little bit of how we work differently.
I am not a huge procrastinator. We record a month in advance. Every episode's recorded a month in advance. We like to have a lot of leeway between record and publish. So it's not that I'm a procrastinator. It's for this specific thing. I wanted to have as much time with it as possible. Mm-hmm. Like every minute it's not with me is a minute wasted.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but I did get it in at 9 p.m.
Well,
that's
done.
That's early.
Yeah.
That's early.
Yes.
Good work.
Yeah.
All right, Eric.
My question, how do you convert a non-frugal spouse from a family who throws money at all problems? At problems. I add it all. It's just problems. At problems. Just some problems. But most problems.
Most problems. Jill?
Yeah, I think Eric should answer that question. What do you think?
And we don't throw money at anything.
Yeah, that's true.
Stop throwing money.
Just yeah, I want to throw some money.
Okay, so there's multiple questions in this, or I think multiple ways to look at it, but I'm going to go for the first part. If you have something to say about the second part, that how do you convert a non-frugal spouse is what I'm focusing in on. I'm a pretty big proponent, and becoming more and more so, of really honoring the people around you and letting them be who they are, but recognizing that with a spouse, you do impact one another. And you, in many ways, share so much. So that's where I think the tricky dance comes in. But I think wherever we can place value on one another's values can be really helpful. So being able to get under the root of the money, because it's usually not the money. It's usually not about what money's being spent on. It's what it means underneath it, and whether or not you're actually valuing that. So I think having a conversation before the money can be really helpful of what do you really value spending on, or what do you really value saving for? What do you want to see in the next year, in the next 5 years? And then weave the money solutions into it with some real math. But I think we got to get more heart to heart first.
Agreed. It's not about converting someone as much as it is getting on the same page as values, and not monetary values, but the things money can't buy. So how you want to show up for your family, in your friendships, in your fulfilling work, whatever that looks like, and in your faith, how does that look for you? How do you want to show up in all those categories? And when you figure that out and you can get on the same page, or at least know where your partner is, what page they're on, then it becomes a lot easier to get creative with how you solve problems. Then you both are motivated to solve problems in a different way so that you can get more of what each of you want individually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that just using money to solve a problem is something we all face. Sometimes convenience mm-hmm. is just easier. But if you're noticing, this is all we're ever doing, I think it's worth slowing down, having those conversations, figuring out how you can solve the problems creatively, collaborate, and have fun with it. Like, I think that's the thing that has kept us doing this for 6 years, is it's fun. And I don't think that we're going to get very far with our partners and our families and really getting a hold on money if we can't also find ways to make it fun. Not saying mm-hmm. it can't be difficult. There's not hard conversations that happen, but let's weave in some fun to it. Otherwise, we're going to be completely averse to it.
Not saying that you'll go out to eat that often, but...
Can you tell that Eric is the spouse who wants to spend so much money on going out to eat?
I want to spend a realistic amount of money.
Here's a fun behind the scenes. The other day we were talking, and Jill, when she became full-time in Frugal Friends, and like I was full-time for maybe like a year and a half at this point, and then Jill came on and she took over the money part, because I might be the financial like writer, but the business finances were totally like, I did not care about them. I did not look at them. I knew we were not spending a ton of money, so I just let it be. Like, we were profitable and I just let it be. So when I was handling the money, we could afford things like sushi and trips to Mexico. And then Jill takes over and suddenly we can't afford those things. And it was so upsetting. Eric commiserated with me.
Yeah, she controls both of our lives. Yeah. <I'm just kidding. laughs>
My work I'm wife kidding. And my husband both can commiserate over my miserly ways.
It's good. It is good.
All right. Let's get in to some one-star reviews. Yeah. Who wants to read them?
I really want Eric and Travis to read them.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm excited.
All right.
Okay. Oh, I'm getting it. That's the title.
Okay.
Travis, yeah, you should read that one.
All right. You can read if these.
All right. So the title.
Yep, that's the title.
It's so good.
Mm-hmm. All right. So the first one-star review title is Nonsense. Listen to a 40-minute podcast, and I'm not sure anything was actually said.
That's the reviewer.
And the reviewer.
Okay. The 20XX.
Do I say that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. We call them out.
Yeah. If we had their address, we'd probably read it.
The 20XX. Okay.
Wow.
We tried.
You deserved that one.
Thank you.
For the free content that they listened to.
For what it's worth, the 20XX, thanks for listening all the way through 40 minutes.
Yeah, thanks for listening for 40 minutes.
You did earn the right to leave a review.
Yeah.
Yeah, true. That's true.
Yeah.
I really wish that reviewers had to listen to at least 3 full episodes before you could review. But thank you, 20XX, for your 40-minute download.
That's more than most.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You gave it a shot.
Yeah.
All right, Eric. What's the next one?
I almost wish I wasn't reading this because it's so infuriating.
Oh, you're going to have to scroll over. Make it a little smaller.
Oh, true. Too much Valley Girl talk. That's been since day one of Frugal Friends.
Yeah, we had a couple of those and we just picked the best one.
Yeah. So my take is every girl clearly just sounds like a Valley Girl to guys. Is kind of how that one goes. But yeah. Here's the review. I want to like this. Listen to a good number, but all the Valley Girl isms makes me cringe. Make me cringe. Too many yeahs and up talk. They make it seem like the hosts don't know what they're talking about. Mango the goat.
Mango the goat.
Again, thanks for listening to a good number.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We appreciate that. And I'm sorry we speak like females.
I mean,
yeah.
It's gross. It's honestly gross.
I don't know. The past week, you might tell in the next like 6 to 8 episodes, we're recording like 7 episodes this week and I'm just getting over cold. So I sound like a smoker. Like a hardcore smoker.
I don't listen because they just sound like smokers.
So you might have a different take in the next couple episodes.
Yep.
Leave your own review.
Next one.
You got this, Travis.
All right.
Like a PSL. PSL. I don't know what that is.
At least it's not POS.
Pumpkin spice latte.
Oh. Uh-huh. Is this a bad one?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. I thought people liked pumpkin spice lattes.
They do, but it's
they
vanilla.
They get tired of them.
It's
not this person.
That's pumpkin why I only have them latte. Once a year.
All right, so here's the review. Lost my interest. Felt more and more like the same thing over and over, more like PSL. Hmm. Not very minimalist, if you ask me.
Wait, what? Because of how much you talk, yeah. You're not minimalist?
Beautiful, minimal, millennial.
Oh, nice.
Well,
BMM. I mean, they're self-aware that they call themselves beautiful. That's cool.
Yeah. I love pumpkin spice lattes. And you know what? It's a complex syrup. And I'm a complex woman.
Which is funny because back to that question, are we similar? I do not like pumpkin spice lattes. I don't like Target. I don't like Starbucks. Mm. Those are some very basic things we have different interests in. But that's okay. This person just didn't like it.
Yeah.
They don't think we're very minimalist.
Actually, they sound more like Jill because they don't. You know, they get tired
was
of pumpkin
this
spice
you?
Lattes.
Jill?
I am out here shilling as a beautiful, minimal millennial on the side, just trying to tear down what we're building over here.
For a while, you had not left a review for the show. It took you years.
I didn't think I could. I didn't think I was allowed because I own the business. 50%.
I was the first 5-star review for our show. And that first
And it wasn't
year,
even that good of a review.
It wasn't. And I took the phones of all of my friends. And this was obviously when you could still take your friends' phones and it's fine. And I left a review for our podcast on like 20 phones in the first year. So that's if you're looking for podcasting tips, stay tuned. That's how you do it.
I don't think I'm over the not very minimalist part yet. What does that mean?
Like we're not very, they don't think we are very minimalist.
It was probably from a minimalism episode.
Okay.
Advice.
Okay. Oh, it's not, yeah. It's not because they got bored of what you were talking about. That was like a separate thought. But there, it's not a new sentence, just for the record.
My name is Johnny B. Goode, and I'm the host of the new podcast, Creating a Con, The Story of BitCon. Over this 9-part series, I'll explore the life and crimes of my best friend, Ray Trapani.
I always wanted to be a criminal.
If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
You see, Ray has this unique ability to find loopholes and exploit them.
They collected $30 million. There were headlines about it.
His company, CentraTech, was one of the hottest crypto startups in 2017. It was going to change the world, until it didn't.
I came into my office, opened my email, and the subject heading was FBI request.
It was only a matter of time before the truth came out.
You can only fake it till you make it for so long before they find out that your Harvard degree is not so crimson.
How could you sit there and do something that you know will objectively cause more harm in the world?
Listen to Creating a Con, The Story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Let's take a moment to breathe. Deep inhale. Extend your spine. Remain focused on what you're doing. If safe to do so, exhale slowly, leaning to one side. Inhale back to center. If safe to do so, exhale slowly to the opposite side. Find mental health resources at loveyourmindtoday.org. This message is brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
All right, back to some questions. Travis?
All right, I guess I'm first. All right. Do you have a favorite episode? I guess that's either one of you guys.
Do you, Jen?
I do. Ron Gonin, The Circular Economy.
Mm.
I loved talking to him about how to create, and it was on a macro level, how to create a more circular economy. But now on a micro level, I think about that more often. And then our episode with Gardenary.
Yeah, that was a recent one.
Yeah.
Changed your life.
I mean, I have not started gardening yet, but it was such like an eye-opening episode about we invest in the things that we value. And the things we don't invest in is not because we can't do them or all the excuses that we may make. It's because we don't value them enough to do them.
Travis, did Jen come home on a day, 2 weeks ago and tell you she wanted a garden? Has she talked about this?
Yes, she did.
Yes.
Yeah, she
and what
like,
are your thoughts?
Well, I mean, growing up on a farm, like I'm all down for like growing my own food and stuff like that. But I think the way she explained why it affected her so much was like more beautiful because of how you look at it, at the gardening process and all that stuff, which is something I really never looked at. So it was definitely a different point of view, and I know, I'm all about it though. Once we're done with the renovations and
don't do it now.
No, we're not doing it now.
That's cool. Speaking of how to get a spouse on board, that is a big one, I think. Books, podcasts, resources that you can share together and have conversations about the thing can really help when you can bring some sort of third party, third perspective in that you both can engage in and say what you do and don't like about that and then come to your shared reasoning for something. You're making me remember that that's another tip.
Yeah.
Mm.
And Jill?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So
you got some good ones down here.
Yeah, I know it said for one, but a few came to mind. So our conversation with Laura Oldaney, and that was actually at our summit that then we turned into a podcast episode. But she mm-hmm. talked about all the different forms of wealth and how social capital and what are the different kinds of capital? I'm blanking now, but lots of different types of ways that we can build wealth but beyond monetary mm-hmm. wealth.
Like and knowledge capital, like sharing yeah. knowledge or physical objects, you
natural
know, sharing
resources.
Sugar and, you mm-hmm. know, stuff like that. It's all of the things, because money is just a tool to get the things that you really want, right? Like both relational and physical. And so she taught us about the permaculture kind of way of life, or like ideas about permaculture. So that is really great. Mm-hmm. Look up our episode with Laura Oldaney, do some research on permaculture. Yeah. Fantastic. That's another one of my favorites as well.
Yeah. I also really liked our initial episode about Dave Ramsey, the baby steps. We just re-aired it, but when I went back and listened, I really felt like we queued it up the first time the best.
Hmm.
So our original episode about the baby steps, so who knows how far back that one is.
I think 2021 or two.
Yeah, we should probably link to these in the show notes.
I think it's January 2022.
I feel like it was one of our first times really kind of stepping out in our own thoughts that we've now built along this journey, that kind of Shuhari perspective that you've mm-hmm. recently introduced, Jen, of, you know, kind of the student becoming the master, that there are certain resources that can be really helpful when you're just getting out and follow it exactly, but eventually you can make it your own. And I think this was a little bit of our process of making what we've learned our own while not dragging anybody through the mud, but also making our ideas and thoughts clear and really explaining who we are
yeah.
and what you're going to get from us. So I felt like that one was a good one. We received a lot of really good feedback on that one, which
yes,
was nice.
Yes, we did. A lot of emails. I remember my inbox, the original episode after it aired, I had like immediately 10 emails in my inbox, and I was so worried what they were going to say. And I got one of my favorite emails I've ever received, and it was so unhinged. And
sounded like a valley girl.
It sounded like somebody in some valley, but all the rest were so positive.
Yeah.
But I still actually reread that unhinged email just to remember when I feel down, I read that email and I'm like, you know what? At least I'm not sending strangers stuff like this.
Yeah. And then my last one I'll pick was just happened earlier this year in January. Episode 368 was our interview with Paige Pritchard about de-influencing yourself from social media. And it wasn't this extreme take of get off of social media. It was this very radical middle approach to living in the world we live in today, but with eyes wide open. And I really enjoyed that conversation with her as well.
Mm-hmm. And now she's coming to Mexico with us in June.
That's right.
From that episode.
We should clarify, Jen and I are going to Mexico for a couple of days. It is a work trip.
We're going with
I am using air quotes.
A couple other influencers you might recognize.
But it's partly celebration for having finished the book. And it's partly an opportunity to get some work done, but we had points through the business that was able to cover all of it. Mm-hmm. So we're still doing our frugal thing. Mm-hmm. But
guys under the microscope.
We are celebrating. Oh, well, I don't feel like I need to defend myself, but at the same time, I feel like it's worth knowing some of the things if we're talking behind the scenes, what we're doing, how we celebrate, mm-hmm. Even as a business is
100%.
Fun.
All right. What advice would you give to other entrepreneurs finding their way? I have some advice. Make more money.
Okay. There you go. So I thought about this question, and I think the most important thing that we have done in our business is filling a gap. Mm-hmm. Personal finance, on one hand, it's super saturated. There's so many people in the personal finance space. On the other hand, there will never be enough people in personal finance. Until everybody is comfortable talking about money, there will never be enough personal finance influencers. And so where do we find that radical middle? Where do you find your radical middle? Is in filling a gap. So like only you can say what you have to say, to whom you have to say it to, and how you say it or show it. So find what makes you unique, how you share information uniquely, and just don't do the same thing everybody else is doing just because it worked for them. I think all of my regrets in business have been because I tried to copy what was working for somebody else. And the best things that I've ever done in my business have been when I am true fully to what makes me come alive. So really fill a gap, fill a need. Even if your niche is saturated, there is a place for you, but you have to be unique in that place.
Yeah, I would say similar to what you are describing, Jen, filling in a gap. I think definitely niching down as much as possible. I think we can feel as though I'm getting too granular. I need to offer all these things to all these people. But I think really figuring out who is your one person, your very target demographic, mm-hmm. the person that is going to really excite you to support and help them with their specific problems, then do that. There will be enough people. There are millions and millions and millions mm-hmm. of people. And no matter how small you niche down, just remember there's tons of people into model trains.
Yep.
There's tons of
people.
There are people who go to conventions where they try out different types of laughter. There are people who go to conventions to build puzzles as teams. Like there's just
something for everyone.
There's all sorts of stuff. There's so much space for you.
There's a lot of people in the world. Mm-hmm. You hear a number like whatever it is, 7-8 billion, and it just doesn't land.
Yeah.
It's a lot of people that like things.
We don't know math. I'd also say start gritty. Meaning you don't have to put as much money into starting up your business as everybody tells you that you need to, especially one that is mostly software or online. Mm-hmm. Try and do the thing with as little as possible and then discover what it is that you need. Don't buy all of these things. I think I see a lot of people procrastinate spending on their businesses, thinking that once I have all these things, then I'm going to feel confident enough. I'm not going to have imposter syndrome and then I'm going to be ready. And I think it works the opposite.
Yeah,
they'll
be like, you just have $10,000 in courses to figure out how to do a business.
Just start.
Start.
Yeah, because the first thing you do is never going to actually be the thing
yes.
you end up with.
It's
we've
so
rebranded.
True.
We've taken new pictures.
I was a writer. I mean, I've returned to that, but I mean, I was a writer blogger first. So yeah, what you do first, just assume it's not going to be your end game.
Yeah. Also, just find a Jen, you know, easy peasy. Go just find yourself a Jen. Absolutely sure that you want to leave your day job.
Yeah.
Jill's still not
and
sure.
And make
she wanted to.
Money before you think you can. That was a big mistake I think we
Ooh,
made was
one.
Waiting so long to try and be profitable. We
yeah.
could have been profitable so much sooner.
Yeah.
And we discounted ourselves in that. And I think we're still hurting as a result of not doing certain things sooner. So I think that's where imposter syndrome mm-hmm. breaks into the equation. Just start doing it, start charging for it, and refine as you go.
Yeah.
And provide value to anybody that you come in contact that is interested in your services.
Mm.
You don't have to do the service, but provide some kind of value to that person coming to you.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Last question, and then another round of one-star reviews.
All right. What is the most memorable bill of the week for you guys?
Okay, I have one.
Go for it.
Okay, so I got an email from a listener who, and you know, we are backed up 4 to 6 months on Bill of the Weeks, always. So if you don't hear yours, just know it's coming. We play 100% of them, but it takes time. And so I got an email from a listener who asked if we could bump up her Bill of the Week. Her Bill of the Week was her dad, Bill, who was about to pass away. And she wanted him to hear it before he went. She wanted to play him the episode. And so we did bump that up. But as me, I lost my dad when I was 16. So for me, that was an honor to be considered important enough in her life in that moment. But also like truly memorable that she would honor her father. Like we could play a part in her honoring her father. Mm-hmm. So that was the most memorable Bill for me.
Yeah. Yeah. Good memory. That was super meaningful. There's a slew of them. One of the more recent ones was when Goldie called in her Bill of the Week.
Oh my gosh, Goldie. Nice.
Which was so amazing. We didn't realize it because we don't listen to the Bills of the Week ahead of time. Mm-mm. We let the Bills surprise us. We love a good Bill surprise.
And delighted.
Yes. And Goldie, our podcast manager, who's so much more than a podcast manager, called in and shared her Bill. And that was amazing. I loved it when people have had kids call in, because so many of you are out there listening in the car with your kids and they're wanting to hear the Frugal Friends and call in their Bills. And yeah, those are all fun. And then just the funny ones. You all have given us some really good ones, but those are the ones that are standing out at the moment. All right, let's get back to these one-star reviews. Yeah. Because there was a time, and I do still
hate these are the top three.
I still hate them, but this is such a safe space, and it is so good to laugh at them, because here we are 6 years later.
We're reading
despite these one-star reviews.
I should have said this is a countdown of the top six. So this is like 3, 2, 1. Okay.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Whoa, yeah, they're going to so get sorry. Better and better. I buried the lead. Worse and worse. Mm-hmm. Okay. Here we go, Eric.
All right. This is long.
Yeah.
You got it.
The long ones.
I don't read a lot. frivolous stupidity.
Coming in at number three.
That's not even number one. Started listening to a few podcasts trying to find one with content. .. Settled into the episode on the KonMari method and was floored at how vapid this four-star podcast. I'm sorry, it's not a five-star podcast.
No.
We are a four-star podcast through and through. A full 12 minutes into the podcast, before they actually started talking about the book, only for one of them to confess she hadn't read it. That was Jill, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. It was Jill.
Yeah, it was Jill.
I don't read.
What the hey? Question mark, exclamation point. Great research from experts. All along the way, there was a lot of dumb giggling and nothing. Narrated with irritating Valley Girl accent and intonation. Fix this, Frugal Friends. I had that fix this part. Immediately cold. C-U-L-L-E-D, this from my library. Immediately cold this from my library. Is that like pulled and they...
Yeah, like,
yeah they
took did away
cold
with
a word
it.
Or is,
mm-hmm,
it's
it is,
a typo?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not done yet. Keep going.
Keep
You've
going.
Got this.
This
it
is tough.
Gets better.
Whew, my attention span is like real short. If you're trying to be frugal, value your time and don't waste it on poorly researched, irritatingly narrated, dumb, low bite, rate meme podcast. Boom, girl. Say this in person to our faces. I'm sure as well spoken as this. I note that many of the reviews say this hilarious. Okay, that's why I couldn't read it. It's not a full sentence. Maybe if you like gutter humor. Okay, let me read that again, because this is a good line. I note that many of the reviews say this hilarious, maybe, if you like gutter humor. Like, you guys, your minds are just in the gutter.
Yeah.
All that talk.
She's dragging everybody. She's not just giving us a one star.
I'm surprised she didn't mention Goldie in this.
Yeah.
This was before Goldie.
Sorry. But absolutely nothing in here regarding the reason you actually started listening.
Who wrote it? Here we go. Call him
here
out.
Here she is. I'm saying she.
Could be anybody.
Maybe anybody. Kiwi42 spelled how it says.
Yeah. Well, you know, we do have gutter humor and we try to keep it off of the podcast, but sometimes it does slip through. So, Kiwi, you're not wrong, but how dare you say it's low bite rate? Because we
record at 48 kilohertz.
Yeah.
This is high-end equipment.
Yeah, high-end equipment. This audio is flawless.
Yeah. She did call us experts, though. And I think that might have been her bad. Or she thought that we were trying to portray ourselves as experts. And that's just where the expectation is off.
So true.
And it was me. Hi, I'm the problem. I am the one who said I didn't read the book. I didn't think it was important for the podcast episode. We weren't talking about our reviews of the book. We were talking about the method.
The podcast was I who read the book and Jill who didn't, and like coming together on like a radical middle of the KonMari method.
You're not allowed to do that.
That was the point of the episode.
All right.
Well, we saw the Netflix special, which I feel
it's
like.
It's the same thing.
Is this like Harry Potter afterwards, where you're like, I saw the movies and people are like, no, you need to read the book or you don't really get
it. No, this was very early on. That's one of our oldest one-star reviews. Like that KonMari method episode was possibly in like the 10s or 20s episodes. Like,
oh,
it was
really?
Very early.
It was, yeah, in the first 2 years for sure.
All right, here we go. Next one.
All right. So, all right. Nope.
That's the title.
Nope. All right. The review is, their robotic, sore throat sounding voices are so annoying. And I don't know. Sexy?
Sexy, but with a C.
Oh, sexy. Oh,
it's not Kegsai?
Sexy 2.
Is it Kegsai?
Sexy 2.
No.
Could be either. But I always read it as sexy.
Yeah, I think it's sexy.
I mean, that would make sense.
Yeah. This is kind of endearing, having our husbands read our one-star reviews. There's something
we're gonna start cursing on the podcast soon
about it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's not Valley Girl. You know,
it's the opposite.
Is unique. Yeah.
Maybe this was like a more recent one after you fixed the Valley Girl thing.
I love the title is just nope.
Nope.
All right, Eric.
Last
one. Bring us home.
This is number one. This is our number one one-star review. It's our favorite.
We're voting it number one.
We voted it number one.
Is this the one?
This is it.
This isn't the email she's talking about.
No. Okay. I'm gonna read it.
It's about the same episode, though.
Okay. I think this is the one where I clicked on the user, because this was like a long time ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think I clicked on the user and that they had done like 3 reviews ever. And the other reviews were on like first person shooter video games. And then the Frugal
Friends. Wasn't this. No, it wasn't. The one that they gave us a review on was just about our voices. It wasn't this long. But it is interesting when you can look up the different reviewers and what else they've reviewed.
Yeah, you used to be able to do a lot of things with Apple Podcasts. Yeah.
This is from Timmy, who is apparently, quick math, 50-something years old? Maybe 60s?
Timmy 1968.
You do the math. I've never heard so much.
Wait, what's the title?
Oh, sorry. Nauseating. I've never heard so much passive aggressiveness in a podcast. I do a Ramsey hybrid with the Money Guys. These two are sickening. I'm sure the Money Guys want their name thrown into this review too. The constant reference to Ramsey as an elderly white man, he's 63. Oh, which goes into the name of this guy, 1968.
He feels personally attacked.
Yeah, because he's younger than Dave Ramsey.
Yep. These two really offer next to nothing as far as any insightful information for personal finance planning. They've obviously been shunned by most of the financial community. And the constant dings about guilt and shame are exhausting. Not sure who follows these two chicks. Oh, I'm done. But most episodes are a waste of time. Listen, Timmy.
I actually do love this one.
I love it because, yeah, we don't offer insightful information for financial planning. But also, we have not been shunned by any of the financial community.
Including Ramsey themselves.
I wouldn't go that far.
All right. Well, we got what we could out of the deal. Timmy. I'm a nice guy. You're not.
Passive aggressive is something that we are never.
Yeah.
We are full frontal aggressive.
Yeah.
We are never passive in our aggression.
It happens in my house all the time.
Yeah.
To me.
We are aggressive.
And I'm never going to apologize for going against guilt and shame culture.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a great one. If you want to find the opposite of guilt and shame, Timmy's saying, come here, because we often say that we don't like it.
Yeah. I think my biggest regret on this podcast is one time referring to Dave Ramsey as an elderly white man. It is a phrase and I have said once in 400 episodes and has haunted me since I said it.
It's interesting, though, that would be offensive because...
When I'm 63, I'm going to call myself...
fact.
Well, I didn't say elderly. I think I said, he's an old white guy.
Uh-huh. When I'm 63, I will call myself an old white guy.
I'm 34, and I say I'm so old.
Yeah. yeah.
But mostly tired. We're mostly tired.
But I still say... I look at younger people, and I'm like, man, I'm old. So, when I'm 60, I am going to say, I can't do that. I'm old.
Yeah, just a little advice for Timmy. Just find podcasts you like Dave Ramsey's podcasts.
And the Money Guys. If you like The Money Guys, we're going to have Brian Preston on very soon.
Also,
so we love The Money Guys.
Ramsey's not going to be super stoked about your little hybrid situation between him and The Money Guys. Talk to him about that.
He hates hybrids.
Yeah, hybrids are not good.
Yeah.
Anything electric.
He hates it.
Do you know what keeps us going, despite the fact that we feel old and tired?
For 400 episodes.
It's the fuel to our fire. It's the wind beneath our wings. It's the
Bill of the Week!
That's right. It's time for the best minute of your entire week. Maybe a baby was born and his name is William. Maybe you paid off your mortgage. Maybe your car died and you're happy to not have to pay that bill anymore. Duck bills, Buffalo bills, Bill Clinton. This is the Bill of the Week.
Hey ladies, I just wanted to call in to give you guys my Bill of the Week. Obviously I'm sick, but I went to the local drugstore we have here, and they had this amazing deal on some medicine. So I went in, it was BOGO, buy one, get one for the same price. So of course I bought half a dozen Mucinex, off-brand of course. I didn't want to pay this, same thing for the name brand, which has the same ingredients. I didn't save any money, but I felt like I did, and that's all that matters, right? Feel like you... Anyways, yeah, just want to share that. Thanks, guys.
Hey, Frugal Friends. My Bill of the Week is that I don't have to think about bills too often. And that's not because I have a lot of money. It's because over the last 6 or 7 years, my wife has become obsessed with personal finance. It's kind of a problem, but I don't address it because I don't have to think about bills. Thanks, Jill. I also want to say congrats to Jen and Jill on 400 episodes. I know how hard you guys work. It's just incredible what you have built in 6 years now. And yeah, congrats. Love you guys.
This is awkward.
Oh my gosh. What did this happen?
It's
a real surprise because those were Travis and Eric's voices. What? Just to fill in the gaps for any listeners.
We did not know that was going to happen.
Yeah, we had no idea.
Do you know how hard it is to find a time to go record a secret message? away from your wife?
It is extremely hard. Definitely when you have kids.
Yeah. Without kids.
Where did you... What? How? When? Where?
It was pretty recently.
Yeah, obviously.
a few hours ago.
Just a few... Yeah.
No, shout out to Goldie.
Yeah.
Goldie reached out to both of us and asked us if we wanted to do something. And she's the best. So... You should see Jen and Jill's faces. They're both about to cry. Yeah, they're going to cry.
This is like the biggest surprise.
I'm so warm. I'm sweating too a little bit.
I think
that's because the mini splits. I have it pretty warm in here.
Oh my gosh. Well, thank you guys.
Yeah.
For your bills.
That's a memorable bill right there, too.
Expensive one.
And a double bill. We love a double bill.
We love a double.
Were you guys on the same phone call, or you just combined the audio, Eric, because you know how to do that?
We called in the speak pipe, just like everybody else.
And then you combined the audio into
Goldie
one?
Goldie did it.
Whoa.
Goldie does it all.
Goldie. This is a new song we're making.
We're going to replace the Bill of the Week song with this new Goldie song.
Wow, you guys. Wow. What amazing bills. I don't even know how to respond other than pure and utter shock. If you all are listening and you want to shock and surprise us with a double bill, with a bill from one of your husbands, that'd be great.
Yeah.
FrugalFriendsPodcast.com/bill. Leave us your bill. We are ready for it. And now it's time for the lightning round.
My name is Johnny B. Good, and I'm the host of the new podcast, Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon. Over this 9-part series, I'll explore the life and crimes of my best friend, Ray Trapani.
I always wanted to be a criminal.
If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
You see, Ray has this unique ability to find loopholes and exploit them.
They collected $30 million. There were headlines about it.
His company, CentraTech, was one of the hottest crypto startups in 2017. It was going to change the world, until it didn't.
I came into my office, opened my email, and the subject heading was FBI request.
It was only a matter of time before the truth came out.
You can only fake it till you make it for so long before they find out that your Harvard degree is not so crimson.
How could you sit there and do something that you know will objectively cause more harm in the world?
Listen to Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
I never thought I'd take my three young kids to Sicily to solve a century-old mystery, but that's what I'm doing in my new podcast, The Sicilian Inheritance. Join us as we travel thousands of miles on the beautiful and crazy island of Sicily, as I trace my roots back through a mystery for the ages and untangle clues within my family's origin story, which is morphed like a game of telephone through the generations. Was our family matriarch killed in a land deal gone wrong? Or was it by the Sicilian Mafia? A lover's quarrel? Or was she, as my father believed, a witch? Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay.
Your hopes and dreams of keeping this a short episode have been demolished.
For sure, for sure.
You deserved it.
What's the best thing you've heard from somebody about Frugal Friends? I couldn't nail down just one, but there have been so many. I think specifically in our Facebook group, the Frugal Friends community, there have been so many times where people have said these episodes have changed their life, have changed the way they function.
And also people that say things like, nope.
No. Yeah, right. I am eternally grateful. Like this one, the Frugal Friends podcast was my primary motivator to get my finances in order. Like, I just take screenshots of so many of them. I
often forget that there are people who listen, who it is making an impact. Like, we often put these episodes out, and I am never on Instagram, so I'm not the one reading the messages. It's like only when Jen thinks to pass along an email or a message that I hear that our episodes are making an impact. Although I see the downloads, which we're at 6 years and we're over 6 million downloads. We kind of are a million a year at this point tracking.
Except the last 3 million was the last year, basically,
yeah,
right?
Something like that. But I think the things that stick the most to me is when people say that it feels so relatable and down to earth and approachable and fun, and it feels like you're just listening to friends. And I think there's nothing more that I would want out of this type of platform, an opportunity to put out a podcast that is helpful and fun to listen to. I think when people say that we're doing the thing we're aimed at doing, we want to be frugal friends and we want to be fun, and people are saying, yes, you're frugal and helpful with finances. Yes, you are a friend to me and it feels like I'm listening to friends, and yes, it's fun, is everything.
Yeah, I'm just going back through all these screenshots I've made. Like, one girl said we, like, her low-key obsession with Frugal Friends helped them pay off $24,000. Another one said they backed out of a house deal because it was going to cost them $40,000 to buy out a solar lease, and they realized it was just not something they valued, like, thanks to listening to the show.
Amazing. Thanks for, sorry we highlighted the 1-star review so much, but we do highlight our 5-star reviews in every other episode. And know that you all are the true ones that keep us going in the midst of these 1-star reviews.
And this is, like, we joke a lot about, like, not making a ton of money. Like, frugality is not a super profitable niche in personal finance, but the impact we're making is exponential. And it is... we are so rich in the lives that we've changed. Like, I don't know a single other influencer that gets as many emails as we do, except for maybe the ones with millions of followers, but just gets us so many emails about the thing, like the tangible things people have changed in their lives because of our show, of the friend letter. And it's just like, it's so worth it. It's all worth it.
Yeah, to have friends all over the place is so cool. Well, boys, thanks for joining us for this episode. Thanks for your surprise, Bill. That was so amazing.
It was lovely.
Thanks for coming to my office.
Any closing thoughts?
Oh, man.
Travis. I wish I did a different Bill.
I thought it was awesome.
I tried to be funny. I'm not that funny. But I feel like maybe I should have done like a congratulations, guys.
Well, I mean, it's never too late.
I was gonna go all funny, and then last second I pivoted, so you don't have to feel any shame.
Yeah, the definition of what I was told was like random. So I was like, random funny, random. I don't know.
I thought you did great.
You did a great Bill. It was a very real time example of how you're getting the
message. Shocking. Like, it was.
I think it is.
It
good.
Was shocking.
It is good how it starts.
It was horrible.
I think it's so good.
It is.
Well, thank you so much for listening. We love reading your kind reviews. This is the first and last time you'll hear us read 1-star reviews, hopefully, because we love your kind reviews. Like this one from Malvern Mom. She says, fantastic Frugal Friends. It happens to be 5 stars. She says, I discovered the Frugal Friends 2 years ago and have yet to miss an episode. I've listened to many of their back episodes. Though I work in financial services, I'm financially savvier than the average person. I find Jen and Jill's practical approach to personal finance with actionable tips and resources strikes the perfect balance for me. I'm continually surprised by how much new information they're able to distill and consolidate in a single episode. Their outreach over multiple media channels is also helpful, particularly particularly the friend letter and challenges such as January's No Spend Challenge on Instagram. I also enjoyed their banter and truly do feel like I'm listening to two friends that I've known for years. Maybe that's because I'm also from southeastern Pennsylvania and feel the connection to some of Jill's idiosyncrasies and common phrases like, oh my word, which reminds me of my grandmother. I look forward to every episode and the upcoming book.
That's amazing, Malvern, Mom.
Oh, my word.
And Malvern is, yes, that is a suburb of Philly, which is amazing.
You don't realize all the idiosyncrasies of the area you live in until you move away.
Yeah.
It's so wild.
Like, do you guys say ponder a lot?
That's like one of us does.
That's because of my therapy background. That has nothing to do with
it. We do say use guys a lot.
Thank you, everyone, for being here. If you listen to this episode all the way through, we know you a true one. You actually are here
you
for the party. You're a longtime listener, most likely just here for the celebrations. And we appreciate you. And if you've been here for this whole episode and for any amount of time and you enjoy the podcast, please do leave us a review. You can see how they help us. So
you can see what
really
we're dealing
great.
With alternatively.
See you next time.
Bye.
Frugal Friends is produced by Eric Sirianni.
All right, guys, this is the after show.
Uh-oh.
And this is where the gutter humor really
no
comes
holds bars.
In. No holds bars.
What does that mean?
No holds bars.
We're not
no
holding
bars.
Any
no, there's no bars.
Locks there's no bars.
Over anything.
No bars.
We don't even have bars.
We're not holding them.
Yeah, wow. I'm not, wow.
No holds.
Yeah, bar. It's still like hard to read those reviews. Even ones that I've seen before, like years ago. It's like, it feels really dramatic. Especially in podcasting. I feel like this, I mean, YouTube too, I'm sure. It's like a newer thing where people like really want their voice to be heard about how much they don't like something. We're like, you go to Walmart and you buy a product that you don't really like. Like, you don't jump on the internet and like scream about it.
Well, some people do.
Yeah, true. I guess they do. But it's just wild. Like the podcast itself is a free product and somebody is very angry about it.
So passionate about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so passionate about this one thing they heard.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, passionate enough to get on and write something out. It is an interesting phenomenon. I think it's a specific type of person.
Yeah. And I think it means so much more that if you're not that type of person, and even if it's not our podcast, if you're listening to this and there's another podcast that you have enjoyed or another person's work on social media or an audiobook.
If there is
a way to leave a rating and review, that is so impactful because it is a free way that you can support the creators you love. And it does have a monetary gain because the more, I mean, when we look at a podcast, like the first thing we're looking at is what's the rating and how many ratings are there?
Yeah.
So it does help cumulatively. It is a great thing to do for our creators.
Yeah. Helpful. What else we got? More banter.
I think that's it.
That can't be it.
Yeah. We can celebrate by going out to dinner someday, Eric.
Yeah.
Someday.
I mean, we go out to dinner. It's a good joke.
I needed to get it on the mic.
She trapped me. She trapped me.
She's so good at that.
She's been letting us go out more often.
Yeah.
The thing is, like in my bill of the week, like I can complain about not wanting to go, or like not being able to go out to eat, but like I also don't want to think about money. I really hate it. I like it's the last thing I want to think about. Before Jill, I didn't spend money. Like as much money as I couldn't spend, that's what I did. And I just never had any money either. But now it's like, yeah, at least I feel financially somewhat secure. But
thanks
I do.
To Jill.
I really like eating out. That is my.
She is taking you to Mexico.
I know. On point.
And now
wait
anything
a minute,
we
on
ever
points.
Do, I'm the one. I'm taking him. I'm treating him to dinner. I'm taking him to Mexico.
Yeah. And once she's a New York Times bestselling author, then maybe you can go out to dinner.
That's what I'm talking about. Like just once.
Just once. Yeah. Just one.
That'll be how we sell the book. Let Jill take Eric out to dinner. Let Eric go out to dinner.
Let the man free.
He just wants some chicken nuggets and French fries.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Badatum. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Vilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My whole life, I've been told this one story about my family, about how my great-great-grandmother was killed by the mafia back in Sicily. I was never sure if it was true, so I decided to find out. And even though my Uncle Jimmy told me I'd only be making the vendetta worse, I'm going to Sicily anyway. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay.
And me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.